Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is Get in Line from Mark 10, 41 to 45. When the 10 other disciples heard about what James and John had said to Jesus, they became indignant with the two disciples. Jesus called them all together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. But it's not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." 10 disciples are angry with James and John for requesting their glory seats next to Jesus. You can see this in Mark 10, 36 to 40. And also in Matthew 20, 20 records their mother made the request. Nice work, Mom. But the disciples are divided. Division is not a good word for people who live under the discipline of the Lord. Note, disciple in the root of discipline. Now, Jesus brings discipline to his disciples with the truth of his servant life. You see? The disciples are worried about who will sit next to Jesus on an earthly throne. Jesus again pointedly tells them that leadership in the kingdom of God begins with servanthood to the point of death. Even more dramatically, he uses himself as the model of this life-sacrificing servant discipline. Think of this. The beloved rabbi says, "I came to seek the lost. I came to save the lost. I came to die for you. Why are you fighting? Stop fighting among yourselves and start serving those who need my salvation." That's a good lesson for the church and a good lesson for you. Consider, are you in line to be served or in line to serve?